substantial savings of $50, and it's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
A man thought to have killed a Massachusetts police officer is dead. Police believe Jorge Zambrano killed Auburn police officer Ronald Tarantino during a traffic stop early Sunday morning. Zambrano was killed in a shootout with police yesterday in Oxford. Officials at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore asking questions after a pair of horses die after the early Preakness Day races. Former jockey and trainer Tim Rovtrovo tells Fox News' Fox and Friends that horse deaths on the track are actually quite
injuries
rare.
Injuries on the track are not that common. There's one in a thousand every time horses start, although that is still too many, and we continually work to reduce that number.
It had been raining up to the Preakness, making for a sloppy track. Two New York senators calling for more funding to fight the Zika virus. Senator Chuck Schumer saying the House should follow the Senate's lead in approving over $1 billion in emergency Zika funding. Schumer was joined by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who said doctors and scientists don't have the resources they need to protect us against the spreading disease. This is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Donald Trump and Tennessee Senator Bob Corker scheduled to meet today, and the subject could be the Republican vice presidential nomination. Trump and Corker reportedly meeting at the likely GOP presidential nominee's Trump Tower in Manhattan. Trump telling the Washington Post last month that he wants a running mate who can help him get his agenda through Congress. Hillary Clinton says she'll talk with fellow Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders about unifying their party when he's ready. We get details this morning from USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Senator Sanders has every right to finish off his campaign however he chooses. I do think there will then be the obvious need for us to unify the party.
That's Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton. And on NBC's Meet the Press, she said no matter her differences between herself and Senator Sanders, they pale in comparison to the differences they have with Donald Trump and the potential of Republicans gaining the White House. Clinton says she believes Sanders when he says he will fight to keep Trump out of the White House. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Violent thunderstorms are threatening about 14 million Americans today. They could bring high winds, large hail, and possible tornadoes from Lake Superior down to the Mexican border. Forecasters say severe thunderstorms are possible across 1,300 square mile area covering Minnesota and Wisconsin, parts of South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and most of Texas. National Weather Service has a severe weather statement for parts of Oklahoma with warnings of golf ball-sized hail and winds of up to 60 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County.
It's 8:05, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is 61 degrees, clear skies, 60% chance of precipitation. There was some showers that came through a little earlier, and it sounds like there's going to be more coming. Partly sunny this morning, then mostly cloudy with showers, likely with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Patchy fog this morning, highs in the lower 70s, and northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 60%. Cloudy and showers likely with scattered thunderstorms in the evening, then scattered showers after midnight. Lows in the mid-50s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west after midnight. Chance of rain 60%. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Highs in the mid-70s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Sunny and lower 80s on Wednesday. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon on Thursday, mid-80s. Ditto on the 27th. On the 28th, Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of showers. Highs in the lower 80s. Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning. Then becoming partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. Sounds like the same game every day. Temperatures in our area. 61 up in White House, 60 over in County Complex, 55 in Hillsborough, 53 down in Hopewell, 55 in Frenchtown, 54 in Lambertville, and 57 in Hillsborough. Good morning, Hunterdon. It's Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Took your coat off, stood in the rain. You're always crazy like that. And I watched from my window, always felt I was outside, looking in on you. Mysterious one with dark eyes and careless hair. You were fashionably sensitive, but too cool to care. You stood in my
Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C. You're coming live from the Hunter Commerce Office. This is in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about in your day. Going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air within the 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce. All about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Foolish Game. Little Jewel this morning. We'll find out why in a little bit. It is 10 after 8. We got to get to traffic. Find out if anybody's playing any foolish games on the roads. Hang on. HERTTMA.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Register with them. They'll send you alerts via email and you can catch them on your smartphone. Otherwise, you can follow them on Twitter. And if you'd like to have those tweets converted into text, well, use Quick Text. We had congestion on 78 early this morning at 757, an incident on 78 eastbound in Warren Township. Exit 40, County Route 531 in Warren Township, right and center lanes closed, 10 to 15 minute delay. and on 173 in Center Street, accident at intersection in front of Shammy Shine. So there's some things happening, some foolish games. Drive safe, sound smart, and be prepared for those thunderstorms. Good morning, Huntington, Huntshiba Radio Traffic. So what is going on Huntshiba Radio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30 to talk about the markets, and then we have Al War, Business with Al, at 8:40, where Al talks a little bit about Huntington County businesses in the county. At 11 o'clock at Chef Bill's Table, Bill Kinslow comes over here from Jake's. He's the executive chef over there. He also teaches a class over at Huntington County Polytech and runs the cafe to teach our budding restaurateurs how to run a restaurant. He's on from 11 to 12. Mental Health Matters with Larry Cartwright is on from 2 to 3. Larry brings his award-winning style and show to the airwaves, teaching us about mental illness and brain injuries and how to get the support for that. He uses his expertise and his folks from NAMI of Huntington to help out with that. Huntington Medical Center on the air. People, places, and programs going on at the Huntington Medical Center, hosted by either Chris Phelan or Larry, is on from 3 to 4. You can catch that at Huntington Chamber Radio. Hot in Huntington with Georgine Trinkle is on. Georgine talks all about the people and events that are making the headlines, making Huntington a spectacular place to live. She's on from 4 to 5. And then Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann Brown is not on live today. We're going to be playing a show from November 10th of 2014. Ruth Ann is a celebrant, an officiant, and she is off to Phoenix to participate in the marriage of her son. So her, what a spectacular thing to do. As an officiant, I can't believe how cool an experience that must be. So Ruth Ann Brown will be back next week, but I'm sure the event or the rewind that she's chosen will be most informative and enjoyable. That is the entire Huntington Chamber.com lineup. It is all there on the Huntington Chamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Huntington Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Huntington Chamber Radio.com. We'll be right back in just a moment.
That 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Huntington is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Huntington at 908 384-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today. The Turtles helping me with BrandyLikes.com celebration observances for the week and the day. Finishing up the last week of May. What are we celebrating? So happy together. We are in National Safe Boating Week. This is the time I start to freak out about as I start to hear about the unfortunate things that happen in the Delaware River. Please be smart. Hurricane prepared this week. Healthy and safe swimming week. If you don't know how to swim, go and get a lesson. Or get your kids a lesson. National Backyard Games Week. And for today, International Day to End Obstetric Fistula. It's Declaration of the Bab Day. It's National Taffy Day. It's World Crohn's and Colitis Day. And it's World Turtle Day. How better to celebrate than have the turtles sing. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrandyLikes.com and the turtles. Pick something, get involved.
And you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be the only one for me is you and you for me.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Sally Graziano reports on NJ.com on the 18th that our Hunterdon's junior historian is from Highbridge. So Hunterdon's junior historian for 2016 is Liam Bulger of Highbridge Elementary School, selected for writing the best essay in the most historic place in my town contest, sponsored annually by the Cultural and Heritage Commission. Second place in the county, a tie this year, went to Sam Dillard of Tewksbury Elementary School and Kiara Spring of Reddington Township at Hollenbrook School. The historic Hunterdon County Courthouse was full Tuesday night as students gathered with their families and county officials to receive the honors. Quote, it's so nice to have the emphasis on these kids, and they get to come to the serious place, said Don Schoenblum, who sits on the Cultural and Heritage Commission. They also got a little history lesson from Hunterdon County historian emerita, Stephanie Stevens, who quizzed them on historic dates and events in Hunterdon. We've had all kinds of revolutionary battles, all kinds of people who invented things, Stevens said. Remember to keep on writing, looking around Hunterdon County to see all the history there is. The 2016 competition drew 183 entries from third and fourth graders in 12 schools, homeschooled students and individuals. Awards were presented by Commission Chairwoman Laura Jones, who former Commission Chairwoman Stevens, during Tuesday's meeting of the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Grand Prize winner Liam Bolger received a gift card of $100, a certificate, and a trophy designating him as the 2016 Hunterdon County Junior Historian. His essay, called Union Forge, described how the nationally significant historic site was founded from iron ore, was processed, and then used to manufacturing farm implements, building materials, and munitions in the 18th and 19th centuries, and how it was significant to the development and settlement of the area. His fourth grade teacher is Mrs. Lynn Hughes. County second place winners, Sam Dillard and Kiara Spring, were each presented with a $25 gift card and certificate and a trophy. Sam, a fourth grader in Susan Wilkinson's class at Tewksbury Elementary School, wrote about the Fairmont United Methodist Church, presenting a well-reasoned argument for historic preservation in general and for churches in particular. Kiara, a fourth grader in Valerie Zanardi's class in Hollenbrook School in Reddington, described the Hapris Cemetery through the memories of ghostly character from the past, who the author met on her visit to the site. Essayists who took first honors in each of the participating districts won a $25 gift card, a certificate, and a first-place medal. Students in the seven districts have second-place winners, each won $10, a certificate, and a second-place medal. And seven honorable mention essayists were awarded certificates and pale blue ribbons. All entrants received a certificate of appreciation. Winning essays were selected by a panel of members of the Retired Teachers Association. Essay subjects included homes, public and commercial buildings, ruins, monuments, natural features, churches, shops, and restaurants. Photographs of the winners and a downloadable copy of the top two essays may be viewed at the county's website. So there you have it. We got kids who are still learning and teaching and, yeah, teaching us history. And that's and those teachers of those schools must be very proud. That is why it's vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
May 23rd. Celebrity birthday from Eternity, the movie. Miko Oliver is 29. Picket Fences. Adam Wiley is 32. TV personality Marissa Sachs is 34. G.I. Joe Retaliation DJ Katrona is 36. Actor in Shooter Lane Garrison is 36. From Neighbors, Jesse Heman is 38. The Notebook, Heather Walquist is 39. General Hospital's Kelly Monaco is 40. Jewel is 42 today. Played her song in the beginning. Boogie Nights, Laurel Holloman is 45. From Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. Samantha Bee is 47. Sleepaway Camp. Felissa Rose is 47. American Psycho, Guinevere Turner is 48. Silver Linings Plain Book, John Ortiz is 48. Writer, actor, cartoon voices, H. John Benjamin is 50. From Dr. Katz, Professional Therapist, and Bob's Burgers. The Walking Dead, Melissa McBride is 51. Dumb and Dumber, Karen Duffy is 55. Lyndon Ashby is 56 from Resident Evil. Bloodwork, Beverly Leach is 57. The Warriors, David Harris is 57. Orange is the New Black. Leah Delaria is 58. Shelley West is 58, country music singer, sang Jose Cuervo. Television host, Drew Carey is 58. Santa Barbara's Mark Arnold is 59. Boxing Hall of Famer, Marvelous Marvin Hagler is 62 today. Country music singer, Judy Rodman, 65. Miss Tennessee and Universe 1972, Linda Thompson, 66. World Golf Hall of Famer, David Graham is 70. Father Knows Best, Lauren Chapin is 71. International Tennis Hall of Famer, John Newcomb is 72. Murphy Brown, Charles Kimbrough is 80. From Dynasty, Joan Collins is 83. Suddenly Susan, Barbara Barry is 85. And Days of Our Lives, Corinne Conley, 87. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntshimmer.com. And we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a few minutes.
Way on the other side of the Hudson, deep in the bosom of suburbia, met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow at Ave Maria. Standing by the waterfall in Paramus Park, she was working for the Friends of BAI. She was collecting the waters in a paper cup. She was looking for change, and so was I. She was a Jewish girl, I fell in love with her. She wrote her number on the back of my hand. I called her up, I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in the rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The United States lifting a ban on selling military equipment to Vietnam. The president saying it's the next step in normalizing relations between the two.
Both sides have established a level of trust and cooperation, including between our militaries, that is reflective of common interests and mutual respect.
At a press conference today in Vietnam alongside the nation's president, Obama said lifting the ban was part of broadening U.S.-Vietnam cooperation, including issues of trade and security. U.S. Congressman Peter King leaning toward terrorism as the cause of that deadly crash of an Egypt Air flight in the Mediterranean Sea last week.
On these investigations, by the way, something like this, we always have to start off with the premise that terrorism is the most likely option and then work our way back from that.
A robot submarine is helping look for the black boxes of that missing Egypt airplane. This is USA Radio News at usaradio.com.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
A man thought to have killed a Massachusetts police officer is dead. Police believe Jorge Zambrano killed Auburn police officer Ronald Tarantino during a traffic stop early Sunday morning. Zambrano was killed in a shootout with police yesterday in Oxford. Officials at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore asking questions after a pair of horses die after the early Preakness Day races. Former jockey and trainer Tim Rivtrovo tells Fox News' Fox and Friends that horse deaths on the track are actually quite
injuries
rare.
Injuries on the track are not that common. There's one in a thousand every time horses start, although that is still too many, and we continually work to reduce that number.
It had been raining up to the Preakness, making for a sloppy track. Two New York senators calling for more funding to fight the Zika virus. Senator Chuck Schumer saying the House should follow the Senate's lead in approving over $1 billion in emergency Zika funding. Schumer was joined by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who said doctors and scientists don't have the resources they need to protect us against the spreading disease. This is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Donald Trump and Tennessee Senator Bob Corker scheduled to meet today, and the subject could be the Republican vice presidential nomination. Trump and Corker reportedly meeting at the likely GOP presidential nominee's Trump Tower in Manhattan. Trump telling the Washington Post last month that he wants a running mate who can help him get his agenda through Congress. Hillary Clinton says she'll talk with fellow Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders about unifying their party when he's ready. We get details this morning from USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Senator Sanders has every right to finish off his campaign however he chooses. I do think there will then be the obvious need for us to unify the party.
That's Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton. And on NBC's Meet the Press, she said no matter her differences between herself and Senator Sanders, they pale in comparison to the differences they have with Donald Trump and the potential of Republicans gaining the White House. Clinton says she believes Sanders when he says he will fight to keep Trump out of the White House. I'm Anthony Lucero.
All right, it's time for the investment update. Michelle Heidi is on the phone. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great on this Monday morning, and you?
I'm doing great myself. Thank you very much. What is great, though? What's going on?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. It's a nice, warm morning. The sun is out, so I guess that's what's great about it.
Okay. Well, it's not bad. It starts the day off. It starts the week off, right?
And, exactly. Exactly.
Got Memorial Day on its way, and we're starting
to
enjoy summer weather 1 week beforehand.
Exactly. Exactly. I still can't believe Memorial Day weekend is coming up already. The year is flying on by. The kids are getting excited because that means it's closer to school ending.
Yeah, it makes parents shudder trying to figure out what to do with them for 2 months.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so let's see. The big news in the market this morning, and there was a little bit of chatter about this on Friday, but Bayer has bid $122 a share for Monsanto in an all-cash deal, which values the company at $62 billion. So that's interesting. So I know Bayer stock was currently trading lower in pre-market because investors aren't quite sure how to take that. But that's what's kind of dominating the market headlines this morning. Although we did have a couple of Fed presidents speaking already this morning, and it looks like James Bullard gave some reasons to potentially raise rates this year, and also some reasons to not potentially raise rates this year. And Williams, it sounds like he's expecting GDP to be somewhere around 2%, and he said, you know, the Fed should do what the Fed plans on doing anyway, which, again, really didn't give any information. So, you know, we're starting to get closer and closer to the June meeting, and we won't know for sure until that meeting actually takes place. In overnight trading, Asia-Pacific region was mixed. We actually had Taiwan up 2.6%, so that's a pretty big bump for them. And the reason for that mostly had to do with the fact that a lot of the Apple suppliers that are based over there have had increases based upon what Apple stock has been doing here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, in Europe, we currently have the European markets trading lower. Italy is down about 2%, and here in the U.S., the futures are pretty much unchanged. We ended up on Friday posting our first four-week losing streak since 2014. So as you and I have been speaking about over the past couple weeks, we started losing a little bit of steam in the market. We're kind of at that point where, you know, it's kind of flip-flopping but staying within the current range. Economic-wise, we have PMI data coming out this morning, and other than that, it's a pretty light day. Again, as we get closer towards Memorial Day weekend, they will probably see trading lighten up a little bit as people start to check out and head out for an early long weekend. But it looks like this morning the markets are going to open relatively flat, with a lot of folks taking a look at the Bayer Monsanto possibility.
Yeah, I looked at the Bayer Monsanto possibility, and Bayer, I don't know if Bayer Monsanto has officially rejected it or not. I'm still trying to figure out. Bayer is a big conglomerate. They do a lot of things,
right,
including their pharmaceuticals. But I'm trying to figure out how Monsanto fits into their business model.
That's what I've been scratching my head about. So that's, you know, pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure they've got it figured out. It's just not obvious, but it's
right.
So, I saw the Bulliard speaking. He says that and this is where it's frustrating. He says the tight labor market is putting upper pressure on inflation. And this has been the argument for, God, it's been, what, a year and a half, 2 years now, that the tight labor market, we have a tight labor market and unemployment is quote unquote down. But you have all these other reports of people who are working like three part-time jobs and how Obamacare has forced a lot of employers to force people to work part-time so they don't have to be. They don't have to purchase the health care for them. So it's anecdotal, but it seems like the Fed is still out of touch with the quote unquote labor market.
I agree.
And I know Joe typically refers to another report other than the percentage that's always quoted in the paper as to the full labor force and how many people have dropped off the rolls. Now, I'm sure that's gone down over time, but it'll be interesting to bring that back and get another perspective as to the earning potential of each individual and how many of those people are still quote unquote unemployed because they were just dropped from the unemployment rolls. It's been a while since we revisited that, but it'll be great to talk about that again at some point.
No, most definitely.
So good stuff there. All right. Well, I guess that's about it. We're winding up.
I don't have much news this morning.
No news is good news, right?
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
all
well.
All right.
Well, I appreciate you coming on this Monday morning. We'll talk with you again tomorrow, and have a great day.
All right. You too. Maybe I'll have a little more to report tomorrow. We'll
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Take care.
All right. Thanks.
Yep.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, the market update on Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamberRadio.com every weekday morning. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Something's wrong. Mambo Italiano, eh, Mambo, Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the Mambo like a crazy with a, eh, Mambo, don't want a Tarantella, eh, Mambo, no.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
It's Monday, and it's time to speak with Al. Al War of Business with Al is on, and good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks.
Boy, I wrapped up finishing your article just this morning about how you pushed out the asparagus and you brought in the strawberries.
Yeah, the strawberries are coming on. With some warm weather now, they should really pop.
Yeah, we're going to get right there, and we're going to get a whole dose of warm weather over the next couple of days, and some thunderstorms. So we'll see. I know you love the fresh fruits and vegetables, so you should be in the winning this week.
Yeah, yeah.
So we move on from there, and we're going to talk about what today.
Well, many businesses, you know, start at home. I did that myself until my wife kicked me out of it. get this mess out of the house. So I had to go off looking for office space. So I've been interested in looking for office space. It came up with the economic development stuff I was writing about earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of office space possibilities. There are different types that come in different sizes and different locations, of course. And if you're just hanging up a shingle, mm-hmm, as a professional, you might be satisfied with one or two rooms. But if you're manufacturing something or warehousing something, it's a different matter. But anyway,
yep,
all kinds of space is available.
Now you have to look at zoning, right? At certain.
Oh yeah, yeah. That comes into play, but usually the person renting you or leasing you the space can give you some pointers on what's allowed and what's not allowed, and okay, where to go to get permits if you need whatever types you need.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you're doing a salon, you're going to need one type of permit. If you're just doing an office that only requires a bathroom for plumbing or electric, then that's a different type
right,
thing.
Right.
Or signage always is a problem if you're going to have a place on the main street of one of these towns.
Yep.
But you to find office space is pretty easy. You'll spend most of your time checking out various places, especially in Hunterdon now, because there's so much available.
Yeah.
The commercial office space is is, it seems, everywhere.
That's not a good thing.
not a good thing, but I did it's a good thing for somebody looking for space.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a good overall economic. I did a Google search for office space, and office space Flemington, and office space Lambertville, office space Clinton, and you come up with all kinds of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to check out if you're if you're in the market for office space right now.
Yeah, and so I'm sure it'll be very competitive for you. So if you have a spot and you're not have your heart set on one particular location, you can probably get a competitive rate. So
yeah, I don't know that the market has taken its toll on pricing yet. You know, when there's a lot of available space on the market or anything,
mm-hmm.
the price tends to soften and
yep.
come down to attract people
yep.
in one direction or another. It's just a market mechanism that
yep.
underlies the economy. But I don't know that has happened to any great extent yet. But if it continues like it seems to be continuing in Hunterdon, then you can expect some reduction in the amount you pay for per square foot.
There you go. All right, so where are we going first?
Well, I talked to a lady in Clinton. One of the things that is happening today is the need and the for office space has changed dramatically with the technological age. There are more and more remote workers, as everyone knows. You see them all over the place in cafes and coffee shops. People sitting bent over their tablet, working away.
Yep.
And if you're around for an hour, they might still be there working away.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite common. But there is a new business new last year in Clinton called the Office Mill, which targets co-workers or remote workers, people who are tied to their tablets or whatever, mobiles, and are looking for a place to sit and do their work. In addition, co-working spaces have developed into quite a different type of space.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a co-op. It's not you don't go there to rent an office suite, although you can have access to a desk if you need it, and maybe even a conference room. But it's more a congenial community of kindred spirits. She said. Lisa Fielding runs the place, called the Office Mill there on Main Street in Clinton.
So I'm not exactly sure I've got the perspective as to what niche it's filling. So
it's a little difficult to understand this. I found it difficult myself. Although I know that these places exist. In fact, they're mm-hmm. very popular and have been for several years.
Right.
Oh, the last 10 years in big cities, New York, San Francisco, and so forth. But in Hunterdon, Lisa Fielding and her partner, Winnie's last name? I forget right now. But they opened this place called the Office Mill, and it targets mobile types, entrepreneurs, programmers, business startups, mm-hmm. project managers. None of these people compete with each other, and yet they all have several things in common. They need a place to do their business, to do their work,
right?
And they can use some information or help from the other people that might be there.
Oh, okay.
This is not a sales office. There are no salespeople
right,
there.
Right.
It's an office arrangement with like-minded and like-involved people
okay.
Who help each other on a technical basis or Can collaborate with each other, inspire each other. Or it might be all kinds of things that develop as they sit working on their tablets or whatever they're doing, in conjunction with other people in the same room.
All right, so it's part of a remote workforce, and like you said, they're disparate individuals working for different companies that are probably looking for a spot local, and they've probably worn out their welcome at the local Starbucks.
At the local coffee shop, you know. These people want to turn over people.
Yeah, some people I've learned, it's not something that I have a trouble with, but some people I've learned are not very good at working at home because there's too many distractions. So they look for
too many distractions.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're going to this place. So what do you get as a setup if you walk in there?
It can vary. You can simply take a flex desk, they call it. In other words, whatever's available, and sit and do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can have a permanent desk, and if anybody today needs a filing cabinet, they might have that, but
right.
I doubt it. Yeah. Nobody uses filing cabinets anymore.
I know plenty.
I'm sorry?
I know plenty. They shouldn't, but
yeah,
they do.
But they do. It's leftover. I do myself. I'm a leftover from a previous age. I got lots of folders of stuff,
yep.
which I have to have. You can have different arrangements. They have a conference room. Of course, there's a reception room, or coffee and tea, whatever. So it's a different kind of a place. If you're a remote worker, then you ought to check into a place like the Office Mill there in Clinton. It's at 37 Main Street.
Okay. And can you
Winnie Scuteri is the lady, other partner's name. Lisa Fielding and
Lisa.
Winnie Scuteri. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember her name.
Now, if I'm meeting with somebody for a discussion, a vendor or somebody local, I could have a meeting over there. I could direct them to meet with me.
To meet with you there, you'd have to make those arrangements ahead of time.
Sure.
Because you would need a private conference room or a private area to meet. Otherwise, you're out in the middle of other people.
Okay.
Of course, there's high-speed internet, and you can do all kinds of things on the net while you're there in your meeting, if that's required. But it's a membership kind of a place, and you come and go as you please, of course. You may not go for a week, and then you may spend every day of the week there. But memberships start at a very reasonable $75 a month, I think she said, is the start, and then they go up depending on what pick and choose you want to access.
Neat. Hey, Ed, to each, there's always something for somebody, isn't there?
Right. Yeah, it's a new type of business, which this is the first one to open in Hunterdon County. So there's one in Princeton. Of course, there are many in Philadelphia, New York, and North Jersey has several, but in other towns. But this was the first one in Hunterdon County to open.
Okay. All right. So that's an unusual way of doing it. Here I was thinking we're just talking about flat-out open retail store frontage, but now we've got something like that. What else do we have?
Yeah, a more traditional office space. I talked to Paul May in Califon, and right on 513, he owns a building which he's opened, he renovated and turned into Lower Valley Professional Building, and he rents out suites to any small business that needs a home.
Okay.
If you don't want to rent a whole building or a whole big suite of offices, then this might be a good place to have an office of your own that you can lock the door, but it's a part of a bigger operation.
Mm-hmm.
He has currently there is a driving school, I think a real estate person, a travel agent, and others,
mm-hmm.
but you can... you can move in on a day's notice, and there are no leases. It's month to month.
Wow.
So, and there's also free Wi-Fi there. So that's an unusual type of draw, and I suspect it has to do with the market as much as anything else. Nobody wants to sign up. I mean, if you're starting out and moving out of your an operation out of your home into office space, it's terrifying to sign a 5-year lease. I can tell you, I did it myself, and
sure.
you lay awake at night wondering what have I done.
Yeah.
But if you can do a 30-day notice, that can alleviate
that's awesome.
That worry.
How big are the office spaces over there?
I really don't know. I didn't go there, and we didn't get into square footage, but
okay.
They're small.
Yeah.
There's 6 office spaces, I think, in the building, and no building in California is all that big, so it can't be very big. He's also has another place which he's getting ready. It's called the Hitching Post.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
They're not looking for a particular reason. What they were looking for was a fair process based on all of the evidence and based on all of the relevant law. And that's what they got today.
Freddie Gray's family attorney, Billy Murphy, saying the family is not angry with today's ruling. A judge says a Baltimore police officer is not guilty of second-degree assault and other charges in connection with the death of Freddie Gray. Officer Edward Nero was acquitted today on charges of second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office. Nero could have been sentenced to 15 years in prison if convicted. Gray died over a year ago while in police custody. This is the first verdict handed down to one of 6 officers charged in connection with Freddie Gray's death. The trial of Officer William Porter ended in a hung jury. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arn on progressivism's appeal and danger.
Progressivism has been powerful for 2 kinds of reasons. First of all, its promise is a very high promise. It claims that it can put everything right. And the second thing is, it draws on modern science for a lot of its authority, and modern science is very powerful. Modern science cured polio. Modern science put a man on the moon. The question is, what do you do with the power? If you give absolute power or excessive power to a bunch of people, over time, they're very likely to abuse it. Remember, the richest country in the history of man in peacetime has assembled a debt larger than any in history. And it is getting to the place now where it's not going to be able to afford to go on.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the death of a top Taliban leader eliminates a roadblock to peace in Afghanistan. Mohammad Mansour was killed in a U.S. drone strike over the weekend. In a statement, Secretary Carter called Mansour a key threat to the security of Afghanistan. The drone strike happened along the Pakistan-Afghan border. In an earlier statement, Secretary of State John Kerry said Mansour was opposed to peace negotiations between the Taliban and the Afghan government. More than 20 people are recovering after a bus crash in Southern California. John DeMaster has details.
The bus was taking members of a Downey church to a women's retreat in Big Bear when it sideswiped a wall along Highway 330 east of Los Angeles on Sunday. The bus rear-ended a car and ended up on its side. Several passengers crediting the bus driver for keeping more people from getting hurt. None of the injuries said to be life-threatening. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
This is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.